Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says the United Nations is helping Zimbabwe in conducting electoral reforms.
So far there have been meetings with the ZEC and there have been meetings with the United Nations UNDP, technical advisor. Well, they have been asked to give technical assistance to the question of capacity of ZEC.
Zimbabwe says a new World Health Organization's HIV/AIDS guidelines unveiled recently require huge financial resources.
And Harare mayor cheers up disadvantaged and sick people in the city.
Today we visited those who are not in homes but in hospitals, those who are unlikely to be their families over Christmas. So we visited them, cheered them up and gave them a few goodies just to cheer them up.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The founding president of the opposition movement for democratic change, Morgan Tsvangirai, says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has engaged the United Nations to assist with electoral reforms ahead of the 2018 elections. UN resident coordinator for Zimbabwe, Bishop Parujili, and ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau were not available for comment. The United Nations has, however, advertised the job of a technical specialist in Zimbabwe responsible for elections. The relationship between the UN and Zimbabwe on elections has always been rocky. In 2000, the United Nations announced that it was no longer taking part in the monitoring of the general elections in Zimbabwe following a disagreement between the UN and the Zimbabwe government, with the UN saying that Harare had tried to force it to accept a lesser role in monitoring the poll.
Harare and the UN clashed again in 2013 after President Robert Mugabe rejected attempts by the United Nations to assess the nation's political, legal, institutional, technical and electoral systems. Tsvangirai tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in an exclusive interview that Zimbabwe is suffering because of a crisis of legitimacy brought about by contested elections.
What I meant by legitimate question arises out of the rigged election in 2013. As long as the mandate of the people is being subverted through irregular means, it's very difficult for a government to stand up and say that they have the mandate of the people, and hence the international community looks upon that government as illegitimate. That's what I was trying to elaborate.
How can this be resolved?
We, together with other political parties, have zeroed in on the question of election reform. We produced a document called NERA, National Election Reform Agenda. We are campaigning for those things that affect the free and fairness of an election. We believe that is the cause of our problem in Zimbabwe. We believe you cannot mobilize people as a government when the people have no confidence in you. And naturally, it spills in the international community. So that's what we are campaigning for, to ensure that by the time we go to the next election, these conditions must be obtained.
Are you not concerned, though, that there are only 13 parties that are signatory to this NERA document?
There are 15 political parties that are involved. There are 13 who have signed. And I don't know how many political parties are in Zimbabwe, honestly. But I don't think there are more than 15. As far as I know, there are the 15 political parties who have been actively involved in molding this document. So the fact that there are two or three others who have yet to decide to sign on does not mean that they are not active in molding the document. In fact, all the general secretaries of the 15 political parties were actively involved. It's just that their principals have yet to appendix their signature.
And how are you going to approach the government when you have all agreed as opposition parties? What is the way forward?
Well, we work through the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, because it is the authority that is going to run elections. And it is ZEC's responsibility to ensure that those conditions are achieved. Otherwise, as an authority responsible for independence of running elections, they will be questioned. So far, there have been meetings with the ZEC and there have been meetings with the United Nations UNDP, technical advisor.
What help is the UN willing to extend here?
Well, they have been asked to give technical assistance to, one, to a new voters' role, the question of capacity of ZEC, the question of ensuring that all stakeholders are involved in the consultations and all that sort of thing. But there is a difference between having an independent ZEC and ensuring that the executive does not interfere with ZEC. And we know there are areas where the executive is unilaterally interfering when it comes to running of elections. For instance, deployment of the military, like boys on leave, the interference of the state in the issue of traditional leaders, frog marching people to elections, access to radio and TV. Those are areas where the state, the executive side of government, is not cooperating.
That was opposition MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Please tune in again tomorrow when we ask Morgan Tsvangirai about the state of the economy and the way forward.
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? We are greeting you.
Hello, Zimbabwe. My name is Tatenda Gumbo, and I'm inviting you to send us messages about Christmas and the new year. Our WhatsApp number is 001-202-465-0318. That number again is 202-465-0318. Remember to tell us something about this year's Christmas and New Year.
How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
We will be giving away calendars and radio receivers, so give us your full address and contact numbers.
Zimbabwe says the recently released World Health Organization HIV/AIDS guidelines, which were unveiled at the ICASA conference in Harare last month, require huge financial resources. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Among the guidelines that Zimbabwe has to meet is putting all those who are HIV positive on antiretroviral therapy, availing antiretroviral drugs to even those that are not infected, targeting people that are at substantial risk as a preventive measure, and ensuring the provision of post-exposure prophylaxis or PEP. Speaking to journalists, HIV and AIDS and TB Unit Director in the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Dr. Owen Mugurungi, told journalists that Zimbabwe had to follow the test and treat method despite requiring huge resources.
Evidence from research studies has really shown that it is of benefit that we start treatment early, and this treatment, when offered to persons living with HIV and AIDS, independent of their CD4 count, there were benefits. We know that there are benefits if that treatment is initiated early. People will have less illnesses that are related to HIV and AIDS, and also people will not die.
Mugurungi, however, admitted that with the ailing economy, Zimbabwe will have to prioritize in the provision of the life-saving drugs.
Certainly everybody with HIV needs treatment. But when you look at the spectrum of people in need of treatment, there are others who need it more urgently than the rest.
Executive Director for Zimbabwe National Network of People Living with HIV and AIDS, Muchanyara Mukamuri, told Studio 7 that while they applaud the new guidelines, they question how the broke government of Zimbabwe will implement them.
We also need to increase local health financing, 15% according to the Abuja. This has been a song. I'm sure it hits the wall and it comes back to us with no positive reactions. Because I'm sure the economy is not doing very well, or for whatever reason. That shouldn't be our problem. But we are saying let's improve on the domestic financing, at least show some seriousness and commitment to what we have signed. We also need to increase transparency in the distribution and procurement of drugs.
Mugurungi said The ministry would also be relooking at the testing procedures to move from only waiting for people to come at centers for testing. He said the ministry will ensure that the testing methods are changed to allow nurses to go and test clients in the communities. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
I said, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice.
Greetings of the season from your Studio 7 team in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. Got my music on the radio.
Yeah. I am Gibbs Dube.
Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. And he left all them good presents for my baby. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice.
Thank you to those of you who responded and sent us your Christmas and New Year greetings. Here are some of the ones we've received so far, and we still need more.
Hello, Jonga. Good evening. I'm Rocky Jablani Kamzonda in Mashingo. I just want to say Merry Christmas to you guys. You're doing a very good job here. I also want to pass my best regards and my Merry Christmas to Jablani Kamzonda, who is staying in Harare. I also want to pass my regards to Alice Zawashe, who is my fiancée here, and Raj, who is just around me. Guys, keep on doing the good and the excellence. Now, on my Christmas, I'll be doing my Christmas day at a Lula Park with others, enjoying. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hello, Studio 7. Hello, listeners. Hello. I wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Mrs. Zengea from Kwekwe. Please, first and foremost, I would like to greet my family and wish them a prosperous new year. May I convey this message to everyone who is listening right now. A merry, merry, merry Xmas. My other regards goes to Gogotole at number 9 Buisa Rodasco Township, Gweru.
My name is Eria Victor. I am in Cape Town, South Africa. I would like to wish my family in Zimbabwe a happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. I would like to say hi to my sister, that is Margaret Victor. I would also like to say hi to my brother, Erisha Victor, and Rudolph Victor. Also, I would like to say hi to my beautiful wife, that's Trivelin Machis. And I would like to say congratulations for our daughter. Thank you.
Good evening, Studio 17. My name is Ruben Chereshe from Newangura Village, Mutare. I'd like to say hi to my wife, Anna, my family, my relatives, my neighbors, friends, and my church colleagues. And all those who know me, I wish them a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2016. May God bless us all. Thank you.
Thank you to our listeners for those lovely messages. Keep them rolling in. We want to hear from you out there. So please send us your messages on WhatsApp. And the number is 001-202-465-0318. We will give you out some calendars and radio receivers to those who send us messages. And so include your address when you send us the messages. Our number again is 1-202-465-318. The number 1-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook.
In Harare, City Mayor Bernard Manyenyani today visited several hospitals in the city to give presents and wish patients a Merry Christmas. This was done as part of the Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund, which is conducted every year to cater for the less privileged members of society. Manyenyani speaks to Studio 7 about the Cheer Fund.
Today we visited those who are not in homes but in hospitals, those who are unlikely to be with their families over Christmas. So we visited them, cheered them up, and gave them a few goodies just to cheer them up.
Which hospitals were you able to visit today?
We visited Beatrice Throat Infectious Diseases Hospital first. There is a mixture of adult children there. It's one of our own hospitals. From there, we went to Edith Opperman, which is a maternity home. She's receiving 500 new babies a month. It's a very busy hospital. So we saw some of our newest residents there. Then we moved on to Wilkins Hospital as our last stop.
And where did you get the goodies that you were distributing? We look at the economy is not doing very well currently. Where did you get the donations?
All this is the efforts of our chair fund. The chair fund has been working quite separately from my office, and they have been doing all the fundraising, and they have assisted in making sure that we had enough for all our commitments this year.
Are you planning to do any more donations before Christmas?
I will need to hear from the board, but I think we're done for now. We won't be doing any more donations. It remains for us to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, in particular those whose circumstances are not as good as our own, those who may not be able to celebrate in normal terms, those particularly deserve our very special wishes at this point in time. So we wish not just everyone in the city, but those particularly those who are not feeling too good.
That was Harare City Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni speaking with us from Harare.
And now we take a look at regional and international news.
Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants on Sunday killed about 70 civilians.
Iraqi troops are closed in on Islamic State fighters today in central Ramadi, where they are trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the ISIS caliphate.
And in an unmanned Russian cargo spacecraft successfully docked with the International Space Station early today.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We're broadcasting to you on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
A United States-based organization, Friends of Baptists, has donated computers to Baptist schools in the Southern African nation. According to Pastor Isaac Mwase, who is the founding president of the organization composed mainly of former students of Baptist schools in Zimbabwe, their aim is to support Baptist denominations and disadvantaged students in the country. A consignment of over 200 computers is already in Beira, Mozambique, destined for Baptist institutions in Manicaland, Masvingo, and the Midlands provinces. Mwase tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they held a successful fundraising banquet last Saturday in Texas as part of their goal to assist the underprivileged back home.
We had the fundraising banquet at the Best Western in Dallas, Texas. It was a $25 per plate fundraising banquet, and there were a lot of our friends who were not able to come, and a lot of people are donating online. Those who want to be part of this effort to computerize Zimbabwean high-impact rural high schools can go to the organization's website, forbizusa.org, forbizusa.org, and they can make a tax-deductible donation to the organization.
What's the organization and what does it stand for?
The organization is the Friends of Baptists in Zimbabwe. It is a 501c3 organization founded in 2002. If you go to the website, you will get a brief history about how the organization came into being. It is currently led by Professor Masenda, who is a professor at Wiley College in Marshall, Texas. And the project to computerize Zimbabwean high schools is being headed by Mr. Zedi Chirombe, who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina.
How many schools have you managed to assist so far since 2002, and what are you donating?
This initial effort to computerize high schools was focused initially on Sanyati High School. But we realized that it's important for us to include other places. And so we've got people from different faiths who are participating in the project. Currently, there are 6 schools that are going to be receiving part of the... They are going to be receiving some computers from the 200 that are part of this first shipment that is already at Baira, and the heads of schools are supposed to be receiving these computers before the end of the year. There are 6 of them that will be receiving these schools: Sanyade High School in Kadoma, Chita High School in Rusape, Chubundu Secondary School in Rusape, Getnell Secondary School in Masingo, GNN School in Midland, and St. Joseph's in Rusape. Sanyade will receive 40 computers, and then the other schools are going to be receiving 30 computers each.
How many people are in this organization, and why did you come up with such an organization?
The core group are a few families. A number of the members of this organization went to school at Sanyade. My wife is Ruthen Ziramasanga. She's the daughter of a leader in Baptist work, Reverend Ebon Ziramasanga. She and her siblings went to school at Sanyade, and so they had a burden to do something for that school. And so initially that was part of the motivation, in knowing that we wanted to do something that would help a broad section of the Zimbabwean community. And since that school trained future Zimbabwean leaders, it became a focus for us.
Does your organization also assist Zimbabweans here in the USA?
The focus is mostly on the home front in Zimbabwe. The organization really has not taken up an effort to assist Zimbabweans here. We've had instances in the past where we've done something for some students here, but that's not our focus.
That was Pastor Isaac Mwase of Friends of Baptists in Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri from Texas here in the USA.
In Mutare, this year's festive season is expected to be low-key for most families, given the massive retrenchments that characterize most companies' media, coupled with uncertainty over the payment of bonuses of civil servants. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has more details.
The uncertainty over civil servants' bonuses has unsettled a lot of families that were expecting a 13th check from the government to boost their buying power. At the same time, the informal sector with millions of vendors is constrained by the depressed local economy due to local people's low disposable income. This has put paid to a festive season full of joy and happiness. Mutare resident Louis Kashiri, who works in East Africa and is currently on holiday back home, says he hopes to have a modest Christmas after having saved for over a long period to enjoy with friends and relatives.
I'm kind of ready, because I've been planning for this Christmas for some time now. But I know it's not going to be like previous Christmases. I don't know if it's Christmases plural. The last Christmas and a year before, I don't know if it's going to be the same. And the reason why I'm saying that is I have a lot of relatives which have sent some SOSs already before the festive season. I have quite a big list of my relatives who need some money.
Kashiri says he's, however, watchful and mindful that he does not overspend, as he might end up borrowing money to return to work come mid-January 2016. Kashiri adds that he also needs to cater for his extended family that is hard done by job losses in 2015.
I'm going to do my best to help them to make their Christmas as merry as possible. And I'll be basically be home with my family and just enjoy the little time I'll be here in Zimbabwe.
Another Mutare resident and freelance journalist Benjamin Marea says there's no holiday to talk of, as it would be all work for him. He says even if he had wanted to go holidaying with his family, his spending power is limited, as he will need to pay school fees for his 3 primary school going children in 2016.
Presently, I don't have, unless there is a miracle, because I'll probably be at work or doing something to look for money. There's no buying power at all.
Kenneth Matimaire, a Mutare resident living at Dangam for high density suburb, says Christmas this year is not one thing that he is looking forward to because he does not have enough disposable income.
This festive season is going to be the worst festive season ever because technically we don't have money to spend. So for you to enjoy, you have to have savings that you have, but unfortunately, we don't have the money to spend, to travel, to see our relatives and so forth. So I think it's going to be one of those low-key festive seasons where you spend at home, probably watching television.
An employee with one big chain supermarket in Mutare, Priska Mere, says there is low business activity at the supermarket. She says this is the lowest ever business activity that has been registered ever since she started working at the departmental store 5 years ago. There are many other shops in Mutare, Manicaland province, that are in the same predicament, an indication of depressed celebrations this festive season. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.
In sports news, for some Zimbabweans, the festive season is a time to visit relatives in rural areas after a whole year in the cities, while for others, this is the time to donate to the underprivileged. For another section of the sports community, it is business as usual. Our correspondent Michael Kariati reports from Harare.
Viola Msariri was the head of delegation for the Zimbabwe team to the Special Olympic World Games, says this is the time to celebrate what has been a memorable year.
Christmas time is, for me, it's family time. So I take time to be with my family and celebrate and just give thanks to the Lord that at least we managed to go through another year and we're looking forward to yet another year.
On the other hand, the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Football Association, Tolisani Gwesela, says he'll be on his way to his rural home of Jombe to join the rest of the family for a braai.
As per tradition, I will visit my rural areas in Jombe. That's where I will visit all my relatives, play with my old friends, people that I grew up with, our kinsmen, who are going to slaughter our goats, cattle. That is my tradition.
Even Zimbabwe Olympic Committee Chief Executive Officer Anna Muguni says after a hectic year, it is time to take a rest. Muguni says she'll be at a rural home in Chimanimani, Manicaland province, with the rest of the family for a Christmas reunion.
We are going to go Kumusha, Chimanimani, and go and rest. Just take a break.
However, five-time Castle Soccer Star of the Year, George Shire, says he'll be relaxing at home with nothing serious to do.
Though I'm just planning my Christmas quietly at home.
But for World Boxing Council bronze belt title holder Charles Manucci, this is his time to go into serious training.
I'll be training because I've got 4 months resting, just taking a rest. But I think for this, I've started training past 2 weeks up to January.
Manucci is looking forward for a crack at the World Boxing Council silver belt title, which British boxer Amir Khan holds. Even the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Volleyball Association, Rengisai Mapondera, says it will be sporting business as usual. The Volleyball Supremo says they will be busy.
We'll spend our Christmas playing volleyball.
These are the different ways in which people choose to spend their Christmas. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Now to recap today's top stories.
MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai says the United Nations is helping Zimbabwe in conducting electoral reforms.
Zimbabwe says a new World Health Organization HIV/AIDS guidelines unveiled recently require huge financial resources.
And Harare mayor cheers up disadvantaged and sick people in the city.
And remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will be talking with listeners and experts about the economic challenges Zimbabweans are facing.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.